If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Junks are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. We will get to the EP shortly, but let's get a quick Masters update.
Okay.
Live coverage online.
Okay. I don't know. There's about 20 guys who are on the course now. Your leaders are all one under. That would be Jonathan Vegas, Mike Weir, Michael Kim, Zach Johnson, Chris Kirk. Davis Riley started off at 1-under, but he's given one back, so he's even par.
Zach Johnson won a green jacket, right?
I think he's won.
Yeah. Weir. He did. Yeah. And Weir definitely won.
Weir definitely did, yeah.
Zach Johnson won two? Playing.
No.
Just one? No, I think just one.
It was a PGA. I think he has two majors.
He won a British.
Yeah,
yeah, British.
Yeah, he's won two.
I think he won at St. Andrews or Carnoustie.
I think he's kind of a curmudgeon.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not definitely a curmudgeon.
I'm not a big Zach Johnson
especially when you say you blew the Ryder Cup.
Probably doesn't like that. Doesn't take too kindly to that.
Well, They didn't just blow the Ryder. Just got pounded in the Ryder Cup.
Valdez, he won it at St. Andrews.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Will Zalatoris bogeyed number one. Patton Kizzire is one over through four or through five. Sorry. So yeah, there's about 20 guys on the course.
I think
some of the bigger names will be teeing off in about 45 minutes.
I'm pretty sure Zalatoris won a Corn Ferry event at Chicago Highlands, which my buddy Tom owns.
Very good.
Yeah. In the rain, Tom got all bitter because they were scorching it that week. They were just throwing darts at it.
Hey, what are you going to do?
Because it softens
up the course.
The weather is just spectacular down there.
Yeah, it looks amazing.
I mean, it's not windy. It's just perfect.
Of course, if there was one course, I think I would love to play it one time, but I mean, I would definitely play from the white tees. Not playing it from the tips.
No. Unless you want to shoot 200.
Yeah, unless I want to shoot a million. I don't think that would be too fun. All right, let me tell you what's going on in the world of Hollywood and entertainment cakes.
Please.
Try to entertain you the best I can. Remember,
I mean, bar is low. We were just talking about firing squad executions in the last segment.
That was entertaining to me. Remember a few years ago when there was kind of that race? Was it Jeff Bezos and was it Elon Musk with sending just regular people, folks?
Yeah, sure.
You know, I mean, you got rich, but there were celebrities up into space. And what's his name got all emotional? The guy from Star Trek?
Oh, William Shatner?
Yeah, William Shatner.
Bill Shatner?
Got all emotional about it.
He's got to be close to 90.
He's over 90. He's past 90.
He looks great, too,
I think he's
right?
90 or 91, at least.
Well, now there's, I
94.
Guess, there's going to be another one.
I can't
one.
Believe he's 94 years old.
Blue Origin, which I think is Bezos' deal, they're sending some celebs up there, including Gayle King, Oprah's bestie.
Right.
I guess Oprah was not interested, but Gayle's going to go up there. Katy Perry is going up there.
And didn't we do the story like a month ago?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Maybe
it was during Cakes' entertainment.
I know it's back in the news because they're like starting to train.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. You imagine,
and then Lauren
Katy Perry's
Sanchez,
boobs and no
is
gravity.
Third celeb. There's a couple other ladies of note that have accomplished things. Mm-hmm.
I remember Gayle King and Katy Perry. Maybe yeah. Cakes did it on Day You Were Out.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Possibly.
I don't think I did it. But this was just updated yesterday, so that was news to me. I didn't know that those guys were all planning to do it. I definitely wouldn't do it. I've just seen too many of these rocket launches where these things are exploding. Like
airplanes are dicey enough. That's high enough for me. Right. 35,000 feet, plenty high.
Right.
I don't need to go higher than that.
Well, I'm with you.
No thanks.
I know that most people don't really watch SNL anymore unless there's some extraordinary guest or something or there's some sort of anniversary show.
I didn't even watch the 50-year.
Yeah, I didn't either.
I heard it was good. But
you know that Kenan Thompson's been on that show for a long time,
yeah.
right? You do
mm-hmm.
know him. And he has, I guess he's revealing that he's been suffering in silence and... I kind of want to goof on this, but I guess I shouldn't. And he says he's been suffering with symptoms that have been piling up of severe acid reflux.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yes. Hmm. He was recently diagnosed, I guess, with severe acid reflux. And look, we've all had that before. At least I have. I know JP has.
Got to cut your acid out of your diet. Don't. Quit drinking orange juice.
A couple years ago, he started
coffee.
Experiencing painful heartburn, especially when eating acidic foods.
Yep.
I get it. Like when I have my Coke Zero or whatever.
Too much soda, too much red sauce.
Isn't there like over-the-counter meds you can take
yeah,
for that? Or
you can.
I guess if it's severe, you might need
you can.
Something more hardcore than that.
He likes that orange soda.
Is that, did he say that's what one of the,
it's the Kenan and Kel.
Oh, is that
the Kenan and Kel? They're obsessed with orange soda.
Oh, okay. Well, orange soda is delicious.
I know.
I think you got to be like 40.
Yeah. What is Kel doing these days?
I don't know.
No idea. I know in college, I worked at this copy place where I was making, you know, when I was
I
doing
remember
my
you worked there.
Yeah, I worked at this copy place. You would actually go there.
Making
you had a class
copies.
And your teacher would have like, I don't know. She'd have like some 100-page booklet or something for the students you'd have to purchase or whatever. So that's where I made extra money. And I remember there was a period of time where I couldn't stop burping. I was just burping like crazy. And I made an appointment with a doctor, and I luck boxed this hot Persian doctor. I mean, it was a one in a million. Of these. A one in a million.
You still remember the Persian doctor from 1989.
And I had this pathetic, and I was just like, I can't stop burping. No. I mean, it was so embarrassing. It was like literally humiliating.
Demasculating.
Huh?
For some reason, when you mentioned Persian doctor.
She just
I never even saw this person, but I remember Cakes and Bischbucks.
Yeah.
They had some sort of an endorsement. I want to say it was like teeth whitening or something.
Yeah, 100%.
And I remember you coming back talking about some woman there, too.
Yeah, she was attractive.
She was.
I don't know what to tell you. I think she was also Persian.
Yeah.
She was.
I don't remember her name.
I just remember the enthusiasm that you guys talked about it. That when you said Persian doctor, it triggered my brain two guys raving about somebody.
I must
somebody.
Not have been that enthusiastic. I think I went once.
Well, because they probably asked you to pay the second time.
Probably. Most likely.
A lot of our endorsements, they're a company that'll say, we'll give you the free treatment to hook you up. And then after like the first free treatment, they go, oh, yeah, you need to do 10.
Yeah.
And you had to pay for the rest.
We've learned over the years.
The worst one. I've done some wild ones.
Sure.
One you did with Brett.
I've done multiple
worst.
Where I've been butt naked.
Yeah.
I mean, have you guys ever
are
done anything butt naked?
Sure these
I've
are,
done multiple.
Are you sure these are endorsements?
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, was there a black couch you had to sit on to?
No. It wasn't even porno. I've done
any holes cut in the wall, perhaps.
Yeah. I got the radio waves on my down there area.
Yeah, sure.
To increase blood flow.
Right.
And by the way, I definitely went to the plate with a bigger back.
Okay.
100% chance.
All right.
It worked. It was effective.
It broke up the plaque down there. Sure.
And all of a sudden, whoa! It was like
I know
I was
the
18
science.
Again.
I know the science here.
Yeah. I had a bigger pickle.
Sure.
It's true. But, so that
I don't know
one,
what
was,
you can say anymore.
Yeah. Because I've said something that you definitely can't say.
Yeah.
I had like 8 appointments where I would go in there and I just would take my pants off. I'd have my shirt. I'd be Porky Pig.
And
I put my legs up in stirrups.
Females there?
No. This dude came in and we just talked about New York City hoops while
he's doing that.
Well, he was down there. He put gel and then he put the thing on, and it was doing the radio waves on my on my thing.
That's very awkward.
15 minutes.
Radio Insider.
But every day, once a week.
Fill the audience in on the one you did with Brett.
The one
that's
I did
my
with Brett
favorite.
Is the one classic. The one we did with Brett and I, it was Brett's idea. I literally did Brett a solid. I had no interest in it. Brett wanted to get sexy. We were bringing sexy back. He wanted to get sexy because Britney Spears and all the celebrities were doing this sculpting thing.
Yeah. Body
you get
sculpting.
These injections.
Let's go, EB.
So he was like, they won't do the endorsement unless one of the junkies does it.
Right.
They won't do it unless one of the junkies
I need a partner in crime.
Will you do it, EB? So I was like, all right, fine, I'll do it. So I went and I showed up. And you had to be, you had to have a certain body fat percentage.
Yeah, you're too fat.
We were too fat for it. Yeah. Because it only has a, their claim, this is why you know it doesn't work. It only has a marginal impact.
Right.
So you have to be like just a little bit chubby, like, or just a little bit of body fat. So we got on the scale and immediately they said we were too heavy. So then we started stripping.
Oh,
and I literally, Brett was in there. I literally was butt naked holding my... Mm-hmm. Privates trying to get the lowest weight on there, and then they basically had to sign a waiver. Brett did the same thing. We got on the scale butt naked so we could get our absolute lowest weight so that we could qualify for the shot.
Yeah,
and then you had painful injections of I remember it as soy sauce, but it was something like
that. Soy sauce, but it was some sort of soy protein that they were putting in you, and we would come in here
like you're bruised like a banana.
No. I think we
and
got.
Didn't
like,
it make you super bloated?
Yeah. Oh my God! Dude, it was like I was having a baby.
I don't even like Chinese food. Why are we getting shot up with soy sauce?
I don't want to overstate it, but it was somewhere between like 10 and 20 injections, and they were so painful at a time. And we did like 4 to 6 of them.
Ozzy Osbourne didn't get as many injections, and he ate a rabid bat's head.
Yeah, it was insane. And needless to say, I don't think it lost 1 centimeter off anything.
We've all done them. I did one for toenail fungus, laser treatment that was supposed to be pain free.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So bad was it,
right?
Oh.
Did I ever tell you when I, this was probably 3 or 4 years ago, I went to get my testicle checked because I had a lump.
You might have.
Yeah, I think so.
Did I talk about that?
You might have broached this.
Yeah.
I think so.
And the person, the female secretary said, the physician will be in to see you.
Okay.
The second. I didn't ask the physician's name. It,
okay.
it was a guy.
Right.
And so, of course, you got to take your pants off.
Sure.
And he had this instrument. And it was a guy with an instrument just rubbing all over my testicles to check to see what was going on.
Right.
Very uncomfortable.
And then everything was normal.
Everything was normal, but... I mean, a guy rubbing on, you know what I'm saying? Have you ever had that? Have you ever had that?
Well, my
checked?
Guy, when I get my...
Yeah, something
my,
in college.
It gets very uncomfortable
well,
on the
remember
air.
That?
Yeah, vaguely. But when I go and get my my exam,
yeah.
You know, for my prostate or whatever, he hasn't done it lately, but he would often just say, first he would just, he'd say, take your pants off. I'd take my pants off. And then he would just grab, you know,
a
handful of my, and he was inspecting to make sure everything was okay. And then you turn around and say, put your elbows on the table, and that's when
that's the real serious
that's
business.
That's the real serious
you have, like, a sling in college?
I think I had, like...
You had some wires crossed or something like that?
I think they were concerned it might have been the wires might have been crossed.
That could be deadly.
There was some swelling or something. So I had to get an extra large. I told them I needed an extra large sling.
They laughed
at elephantitis?
Yeah. No, it wasn't that.
It's just awkward.
Just like swelling.
There was just like
random swelling.
Veins or something.
Life is just so tricky.
But at least, you know, Vin told me this, and I'm going to out him.
Dr. Vin?
No, you know Vinny and Joe.
Yeah.
He cracked the code.
Yeah. He was backed up.
Oh, no.
And so he had to go to the emergency room, and he had like a young doctor. It was a female.
Mm.
And she had to do the worst thing. He had to lay over on his side. And she had to basically help him evacuate. All he did was apologize.
I'd rather be dead.
Yeah,
I'd rather just have a block
he said
that killed me.
The most humiliating thing of his life.
Oh, what did he eat, 10 pounds of cheese?
Yeah. She said you were never going to pass it.
Too much mozzarella?
Yeah.
Too much mozzarella? You're not going to believe why I went to the ER. I was on my side, and she had to put a glove on, and then her hand disappeared, and I can't get more graphic than that.
He said, no, literally,
or I'll get dumped.
It's the most embarrassing, humiliating
experience of his life.
It was worse than wearing Crocs in there. I had to take my pants off.
By the way, speaking of young females, we have to say hello to Trisha, who is watching us for the first time.
Hello, Trisha.
I don't know why.
Sorry about all the potty.
Yeah, this is
awful.
It's
a great topic
matter, but,
for
thanks.
Trisha.
By the way, on the Lido Pizza text line.
Yes,
nice.
I'll do a couple.
Hey, I'm glad that you threw that out. There.
Couple more of these. LeBron cakes is in the news, not for his hoops.
I know why he's in the news.
All right, go ahead.
He is going to be the Kenbassador for Mattel.
Yeah, he's a new Ken doll, right?
Yeah, he has a LeBron Ken doll.
Right. Now, somebody from Barstool is goofing on him, saying that he's got a Barbie now. But I don't know.
What do you think they're paying him to be the Kenbassador?
I don't know.
Probably a lot of dough.
There you go.
They're already calling him Le Barbie.
Oh, Le Barbie?
Yeah.
Does he have...
Was Le Good in the fourth quarter last night.
Do they have a lot of, different Ken dolls?
No, I don't... This is the first,
is he the first time. It's Ken and the Barbie. It's Ken and LeBron. That's
LeBron becomes first male athlete to be a Kenbassador.
Oh, okay. So if you're into that, but who buys?
Kind of cool.
I guess it would be for young girls, right? Like, who would buy a Ken doll? A girls.
Yes.
Yeah. Right? It's not for boys.
Traditionally, but that has changed.
LeBron stands.
Yeah.
Oh, LeBron stands
are going to go out and buy it.
Uh-huh. All right.
Boys can play with dolls too, Bickle.
Hey, my mom got me a doll when I was a kid. She wanted me to learn about how babies potty.
Here's a Tiger Woods doll. Treat it with care.
All right, so Uber just came out with their 2025 Lost and Found Index. You guys can obviously guess what are the most commonly left behind items.
Wallets,
phones, keys,
glasses,
that kind of thing in your Uber. Some of the more unique items cited by Uber included a mannequin with human hair.
Oh, that's bizarre.
Somebody left a chainsaw in his Uber. I don't even know what this is. A Ghostbusters ghost trap?
You don't know what a Ghostbusters containment unit is, EB?
No, I don't. Yeah.
Let me explain.
Yeah.
So when the Ghostbusters go bust a ghost... They get it with
their
proton
gun?
Packs, or
they're
called. And it shoots out a ray. Then, as they bring it down closer to the ground, because it's, of course, scurrying around, it's floating around, it's an apparition. Then they bring it down, and they have, a money metal box that flaps open.
Okay.
And then they trap the ghost in the machine. Then the doors flap close, and boom, you've got a ghost... In a containment unit.
Well, somebody left that in an Uber in New York City.
Was it Venkman that left it?
I don't know.
Who are the other Ghostbusters names? I can't remember.
Ray. Winston.
Venkman. Winston.
These must be things that people leave in the trunk, right? Like an Uber picks you up. If you're going to the airport, you throw your luggage
in the
trunk.
Could be an Uber XL, like a SUV.
People have also left a live pet turtle, a urinal. Nobody's sitting next to a urinal. You put the urinal in the trunk, I guess you just left it. That makes no sense to me.
Why are you bringing a urinal in your lift?
I don't know.
Could be going to a job.
Somebody left 15 hookahs.
Replacing one here.
Okay, that's true.
Live lobsters. A Viking drinking horn. What's a Viking drinking horn, Cakes?
Oh, that's you sound the feasting horn. You've ever heard? You've seen that Snickers commercial from back in the day?
The Duke's talking about
that. You ever watched
a
Vikings game? Skull. They blow the Vikings horn, that whole bit.
All right, it's lost on me. It's all lost.
Jonathan Allen's going to get indoctrinated in it. With the quickness.
And that's about it. Last but not least, you remember Khloe Kardashian finally started talking about Lamar Odom when he got a sex doll made out to look like her. And how weird.
That is creepy.
Maybe he left it in the Uber. You said there was a mannequin left with human hair.
He could have.
It's pretty bizarre.
He could have.
All right, when we come back, we are going to dive into a topic that Kevin Sheehan has gotten into recently. I believe Grant and Danny talked about it. Mm. We actually talked about it in the box at the Wizards game about a week ago. If you had five championships between now and when you die to watch for local sports teams, how would you carve up that pie? How would you divvy that up? Would you look for five Commanders Super Bowl wins. Maybe you want five Stanley Cups. Maybe you want to divvy it up amongst the local teams. You can include college teams, too.
Spread out five championships.
Five championships
for the rest of your life.
For the rest of your life. So we'll take your calls on
all
that.
All locals.
All locals. 800-636-1067. You got five titles until the day you die. How do you carve them up? We'll get into that next here on The Fan.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
So last week, a bunch of the 106.7 The Fan and Team 980 personalities went to a hangout at a Wizards game. And during that hangout in the suite, this topic came up. If you had five championships to divvy up amongst the local sports teams, pro and college, how would you like to see that carved up? Your personal five. What would you choose?
It's got to be local, though, right?
It has to be local. 800-636-1067. You're welcome to chime in on your five that you would... the teams win.
Yeah,
we can just go around the horn, and then we can take the call.
For me, it's pretty. I mean, for me, I think it's pretty easy. I would do the most. I would do command skins. I would do two skins and then one each of the others. Give me
Caps,
one
Wizards,
Caps,
and Nats.
Give me one Wiz. Give me one Nats. I spread the love. I want everybody to have it.
Yeah. But see now, because you gave yourself two skins, you gave nothing to the Terps.
Yeah,
I have to include the Terps.
No, you don't have to.
No.
It's your choice.
Kind of out on the Terps a little bit.
All right, mine's a little bit different. I would give one Super Bowl to the Commanders, two Stanley Cups to the Caps, one Wizards title. You got to give the Wiz one. They've been in the wilderness for 50 years trying to get better. And I'd give one Hoops championship to the Terps. That's my five.
You know what? I'm changing mine because I wrote Terps Hoops down, but this is fantasy land, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
You know what would be better than Terps Hoops?
Maryland football?
Yeah, what if Maryland football won a national championship? You know how amazing that would be?
That would be
Plus, we have a connection with
Locks. Awesome.
Right. Yeah. So I'm a little bit like you guys. I'd like to spread. Like, I think with the Capitals, I'm going to have a caveat here. The Caps is with Ovi.
Okay.
Future, if it's beyond Ovi's run, I would take that away and give another one to the Commanders. But I'll give the Commanders one, which would be amazing, especially if we're doing the radio show and the Commanders were to win a Super Bowl. I'm an NBA guy. I would do the Wizards. And then my wild card, it is local, but people probably get bitter here. I would go Orioles because that's what's really in my heart. As a kid, I still remember when they won the World Series in 83. That's what I have the closest bond to my father's past. But that would be my fifth.
Bish Bucks.
He doesn't like any of the local teams.
No, I do. I because we have connections, obviously, with the Skins, with DQ, and with the Caps, with Carbs, and with the Nats, with Riz. But I'm going to scratch all the pros, and with the Wiz, with Will Dawkins. I'm going to scratch all the pros out. I'm going to go all college.
Oh, really?
Oh, you're going to get Virginia Tech football?
Even though Virginia Tech is not local, really, but there's a lot of locals that are Hokie grads.
I think you can consider them local.
I would go football national championship for them just because I spent so much time down there and have established relationships with people on the campus. I would go Howard Hoops, even though there's got no chance of winning a national championship.
That'd be amazing.
With Kenny Blading. I would go AU Hoops with Dwayne Simpkins. I would go GW Hoops with Chris Caputo.
You are keeping it
local.
And
we don't know them that well, but I like them a lot. Tony Skin, George Mason wins a national championship.
That's a lot of college hoops titles.
So
poor Ed Cooley.
4 years in a row.
Yeah, what about Cooley?
Don't know him as well.
Yeah.
Buzz Williams.
Buzz, I got no connection. 4 years in a row. Let's go Howard, AU, GW, and Mason.
That's an unprecedented top five.
You got a better chance of curing cancer.
Yeah, way better.
But that's how I would break
it
down.
Okay.
If you had one, though, what would it be?
Skins. Oh, it would be Skins for him.
For me, yeah, 100%. It's my favorite sport to enjoy, to watch.
Cakes is going to go.
Cakes will be Caps.
Come on. You need to ask.
I think if I only had one, I would probably do Caps. I know it doesn't make any sense because I just gave you five colleges, but I don't want to say I'd rather Kenny Blakeney win a national championship than Dwayne Simpkins.
Yeah, because you went to lunch with both of them.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I've known them forever.
Can't pull a Sophie's Choice. Yeah, that's an old reference, I know, but you can't do that.
Wouldn't it be fun though if one team just became a powerhouse?
Yeah, like so it's called the '80s.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, no, but say like. Georgetown wins five national championships,
right?
And they just become like the Duke, the new Duke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that'd be your preference to just have instead of
the Wizards. I would love like the Wizards win five. They become just a monster in the NBA.
That'd be awesome.
Every year, team of the 2020s. Yeah,
but you're missing out on some of the others.
I love it.
Like I'll say this: the back to back years. Now it was back to back, but when the Caps won it all, and then the Nats won it all, they were different experiences, but it was great. So I kind of would like to spread it out because they are different.
Yeah, I would want to give some love to all of them. And it's just, I mean,
I don't
want to
have a bunch of losers and then just one team winning it all.
Is another Nats World Series going to change your life at all?
I didn't have the Nats on my list.
It was awesome.
I loved
it. It was.
And I love Riz.
That ring is silly. I love that ring.
We are World Series champions.
Yeah. There's no difference between one or two.
What do you mean? Once you've won one, you don't need another.
Well, unless if you win one, you got to win.
Dude, I like playoff baseball.
You can still go to the playoffs.
Yeah, for me though, the Caps with Ovi, I feel like I would want it. If beyond Ovi, I'm not saying I'm not going to root for the Caps. Then
no, that's
but it's less special. Like I would mean, I would want it either this year or next year, Ovi's here. Then after that, like if you gave me my five, I would take the Caps off the table, and I'd probably throw another one to the Commanders. Just
like Ovi riding into the sunset with the championship and the goal record.
Like I'd like him after Ovi too. Because,
are you prepared for your post-Ovi fandom?
It's going to be tough. I mean,
There's a guy named Ryan Leonard who's going to be his next Ovi.
That's true.
But, I mean, I've gotten so used to rooting for Ovi for 20 years.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a big part of my Caps fandom.
Right.
Like, lifespan.
Right. Maybe you'll lose it a little. You don't even realize.
Well, I don't think so.
He rooted for guys before.
I lost it for the Raiders. They're dead.
Yeah, they're dead.
With Pete Carroll. Now they're Drab's team. But Caps fan, ride or die. Not going anywhere.
I might almost add another Skins.
I can't believe you're out on the Terps, though, EB.
Kind of out on the Terps because I don't have that.
He doesn't have that connection.
I don't have that connection to him.
He didn't really have it with Willard, so you probably would have picked somebody else.
So you'd rather have a Wizards championship than a Terps championship.
At this point, I'm telling you, the Wizards are teetering. I was about to say, I'm almost willing to pull a Wiz championship.
To put a third one to the Commanders.
Another one to the Skins. I'm almost willing to.
Well, you love the Skins 100 times more than you like the Wizards.
And when the Wizards win one, I need Koulibaly to be the MVP. That's what just a little cherry on top.
Right.
I think if the Wizards were to win one, you would get into it. You're not into it because they've been so bad.
Right.
So in this fantasy land, like I actually think.
Yeah, but I'm out on NBA basketball more than you think.
You know, okay, but back in the day, you used to
watch
every Bullets/Wizards game.
I was a diehard.
I mean, that's college.
You couldn't wait to watch Googs and Calvert Chaney.
Oh, yeah, high school, college, and in my 20s and stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I was a big Terps fan, probably up until. Honestly, my Terps fandom, a lot of it died when Gary left.
It's been different.
Yeah.
And although I did like Terge.
I did like him,
and he had us out, and I did feel a little bit of a connection. He lived in my neighborhood. I did feel a little bit of a connection.
Still does.
Had no connection to Willard.
None.
And
none.
Now that the players are interchangeable year after year, it is
hard to get into it.
It's very hard for me to get connected.
Unless you have a connection with the coach, it's hard to.
Yeah, unless I had a personal relationship
with
him.
But to me, see, I switched it to Maryland football, and it's not necessarily about locks.
So
it can
Kevin
be somebody
Plank.
Else. It's just imagining, and it's hard to imagine, and that's why nobody even put them
even,
in their list.
It's not even in the
But imagining, like, all of a sudden they're 5-0. Then they're 6-0. Then they're 7-0. They get in the college football playoff. They win their first game. They win their second game. Then all of a sudden they're in the championship game. Like, that would be an amazing ride. I know.
It's
you just, can't even imagine it.
It's so far-fetched. It's so implausible.
Yeah,
I can't even.
That's why nobody put it out there. But all things being equal, I think the football ride would be, well, I mean, March Madness is amazing, but the football ride would be pretty awesome.
They'd both be great.
Now the problem is Willard ruined it, but for about 2 days, the Terps run was incredible. Maybe 24 hours.
Yep.
Right? The Queen stuff?
Sure.
And then it all just disappeared and became the Kevin Willard saga. You know?
It's great for sports radio.
It was exciting there for a second. I don't know. Did Valdez go? Did you give yours?
I think.
Orioles, Ravens.
I'll do local.
You'll do DC
based? Yeah. I think the Caps with one,
right.
But it has to be on Ovi's goal.
On his,
yeah.
On his time.
That's the caveat.
I'm with you on that.
I would do two Maryland footballs.
Over Maryland hoops?
One Maryland hoops. That's four, right?
You're still locked in.
That is four.
And then one Denny McCarthy Masters. He's local.
He's definitely local.
He's local.
Like
that's a good
incredible angle.
I like
How about
that.
Any major for Denny?
Yeah.
The Masters so he can play it. And then also you get a guest.
Are you think we might be able to weasel? I mean, there's probably a thousand people in town that know him better
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Someone tell Denny that I want him to get one.
It's true. Then you would be the guest.
Maybe you get an
invite. I like it.
Because the Sunday before Masters week, that's when all members and champions get to bring out their guests.
All right, Drab, you're going to give yours? Is it going to be DC based? Or?
Of course. Yeah. Two Hoyas, two Wizards, one Ovi Caps.
No Skins. You're not interested.
No. NFC Championship games are fine.
Why would it be unbearable to you? Because you're just so anti?
No,
I'm not anti. It's just.
It would be unbearable to you.
It wouldn't be unbearable. No.
He's become a Hoyas guy on the download because your father-in-law has season tickets?
I enjoy the Hoyas. Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. So that's why you go to the games?
I also just like teams that I have a relationship with. So, like, the Caps PR is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
The Wizards PR is great.
That makes sense.
Like, I don't really have a relationship with the Commanders over the years, so
yeah.
I don't. That's one of the reasons why I don't have a huge affinity for them.
All right. Gotta be. Can we just get one of them? Let's just get one of
five
them.
Five seems aggressive.
Yeah,
before
five's a little aggressive.
Before we're all getting dirt.
I mean, we got a sweat.
We got a legitimate sweat in starting in 2 weeks.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right?
Hopefully so.
I feel like you got a sweat with the Commanders. They made the NFC Championship game last year.
Yeah, I know.
Wizards are there. That's long term.
Work in progress.
The Nats is probably long term.
Forget about the Terps. But for Terps football, just forget about it. I mean, let's be honest.
In your lifetime, dream scenario.
Yeah, you're more likely to fly flapping your arms.
I understand. They've got Michigan and Penn State. I mean,
you could have a year where everything aligns and you play the lesser competition in the Big Ten.
Kind of like
what Indiana did. It's a possibility. That's the pipe dream.
Okay.
Is where the stars align and all of a sudden you play a down Michigan, play a down Penn State.
Throw a Northwestern.
Or Kevin Plank just decides to go all in and gives them like $50 million operating budget.
Right.
And they get the best quarterback and they get all
for
these
Maryland
transfer portals.
So you'd have to expand the playoff to 130 teams.
I don't know if Plank wants to do it. Have you seen the stock price lately? I don't know if
I have not, actually, Case.
Yeah, it's not great.
You might be shocked, but I haven't seen it.
Yeah. Our nation's heroes, they need your support. If you have an old car or extra vehicle you no longer need, donating it to the Purple Heart Foundation can provide critical assistance to vets and to their families, too. Donating a car is easy. You get free pickup and a tax receipt, and veterans will get the life-saving support that they need. Visit purpleheartfoundation.org to donate a car and help our heroes. We need your support today. That's the purpleheartfoundation.org.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We should mention this just because we were just talking about the locals and you three are from Bowie. This is a very sad story.
You're bringing a sad story up?
I just think we should mention and address it because I've been to Atlantis 20 times. You guys have been to Atlantis. Cakes is not.
No.
But the kid, 23-year-old, I think his name was Denari McElmont or McElmont.
Mm-hmm.
23 years old, he was found dead on the beach in Atlantis in the Bahamas.
What happened? Like drowning or something?
Well, the cops are saying that he drowned. The family's claiming BS. Family's claiming that he was attacked and murdered.
Mm.
He was apparently in one of the restaurants, I'm not sure which restaurant in Atlantis, and he apparently spit on somebody and then ran out of the restaurant, mm-hmm. and that was the last that they saw of him until they found him on the beach.
Right.
So it's a huge story locally.
Mm. But when did it happen?
Happened like on Monday,
couple
I think.
Days?
Yeah. But the problem is that the police department won't release video to the family, and they've only released still photos. Mm-hmm. And the family's saying this is BS because right. we need to get more information from the police, and they're not giving it to us.
They don't want it out there that maybe he was murdered.
Correct. So who knows? But a very sad story.
Right. All right. Now we're going to go out to the Rude Guest Hotline. We're joined by Nick Dowd from the Washington Capitals. He's powered by Verizon. Dowder, good morning. How are you?
Hey, fellas. Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. So let's rewind to the weekend, back to Long Island to Ovi's record-breaking goal.
Yeah.
Before he scored the goal, talk about the vibes in the building. I mean, that sounded and kind of felt like being at Capital One Arena. There were a lot of Caps fans there. I was lucky enough to be there with two of my kids. Just a really cool scene leading up to Ovi's record-breaking goal.
Yeah, it was really cool. I mean, when we came onto the ice warm-ups, the entire lower bowl was basically red.
Yeah.
So it was an experience. I mean, it's nothing like being at home. I can't even compare it to that. The electricity in the building when we played Chicago and mm-hmm. O was within three goals was like, I mean, that was something I'll remember for the rest of my life. Just being a part of that moment was incredible. But yeah, it was awesome. I mean, the fans in the NHL are pretty great. They got a lot of respect, I think, for good hockey and, you know, for O and his record. Everywhere we've been, people have been pretty good. So,
Dowder, can you believe that Cakes, who just asked you that question, sitting right across the table from me, bought the tickets for the Islander game when he was, I'm going to guess he was five or six short?
Something around there,
more
yeah.
than that. Maybe it was like three and a half, four
yeah.
weeks ahead.
Yeah, maybe it was like seven or eight goals short.
I mean, he nailed it.
Dowder, and he nailed it.
Yeah, no, that's
isn't that unbelievable?
Something going on there.
I know. Sorcery, Dowder. I don't know.
It's unusual yeah. for him,
I mean,
too.
It blows my mind that he timed it perfectly.
Yeah, it's a tough talent to have that timing Ovi's
yeah.
goals
yeah.
Was your thing because
sure.
it's now over.
I know.
Now you don't even have it. It's quite a cottage
yeah,
industry.
Like, yeah, like you could have maybe picked a better talent, but that's okay. I mean, yeah. it's still pretty special.
Everybody's got to have a niche, right?
Yeah. Did you,
yeah,
were you
like
guys,
that's a small niche.
Yeah.
Were you guys kind of like joking with each other back and forth, like trying to be the guy with the assist on the,
of course.
Were you guys
yeah.
talking about
I
that,
mean,
like leading up
yeah,
to it?
I mean, I mean, we were, you know, like obviously the odds are kind of how it played out, right? Like power play goal,
yeah.
maybe Johnny Carlson, you know, guys that are kind of on the ice with him a lot of times, like, you know, his line mates, obviously, and then the decor. Are typically, if you get an ozone face off, it's going to be a couple different guys that go out there more than others.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in my head, I had Matty Roy picked as my guy.
Mm.
And I told my wife that a while ago. I was just like, I just got a weird feeling that it's going to be Matty Roy because, you know, it's the same as me almost. It's like, you know, the odds of me being on the ice with O are probably pretty small, yet there was one time on the island where I was out there with him, and I definitely tried to force him to puck.
yeah, of course.
Yeah, I could sense that. I could sense
like,
that.
Like the play wasn't quite there, but I'm like, but what if it was there?
Right.
And then he scores and, you know, it's history. So who knows?
So now, though, that it's behind us, although I think there is a big celebration tonight, right?
I'm sure there's something planned out, right?
Yeah, there's got to be. Yeah.
But now that that's kind of behind us, you guys can kind of lock in again. Do you think it will make a difference? Like, that it's just sort of back to the basics, regular old hockey. You know, we don't have to force, even though I'm sure you guys are doing it in the spirit of, you know, the right way. But now you can really play hockey the right way.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we were necessarily, like, changing our systems or guys were playing, you know, too differently at any given time. But, you know, they're definitely, I mean, like I said, like, if Nick Dowd's out there trying to force Ovi the puck, like, guys are out there trying to force him the puck, right? Yeah. Like, I mean, it's just, no, it that's just, I mean,
it's, I think human
at one
nature.
Point, you know, every, yeah, exactly. Like, A, you want to be a part of it, but also you just want to see the guy succeed. I mean, you know, if there's a time, if there's an opportunity to get him the puck, and I mean, on top of everything else, like, he's also the guy that you kind of want to get the puck. So it's like, you know, you got a lot that goes into it, but I definitely think that it will take some pressure off of, no question. You know, I think he can, you know, he can worry less about that. I mean,
did he ever show it?
That he worried. No, he never showed that he worried too much about it, but you got to think, like, even if you're, you know, Superman, like, you're still, you know, you're still thinking about that stuff. So I think that'll be good. I also think just as an organization, right, like our coaching staff, our players, like our everybody as a whole, I think, it, you know, it'll be nice to honor him and then, you know, continue with our goal, right? And I think O would say the same thing. So
what do you think you need to get back to on the ice to get back to the winning ways?
Well, I think, like, you know, internally, I think our team knows that our team is a team that's built on everybody playing their best hockey to be successful. I mean, we truly are like a group of guys that we have our top line guys, but in order for everyone to play well, like, we need our 12 forwards that are playing to play well. We need our 6D and both our goalies. I mean, there's a lot of teams in NHL that might be truly top heavy, right? And they rely on certain guys to put up points and score goals. And then every now and then you see that kind of backfire into the playoffs, because the regular season is such a different game. But I mean, our team success has really, really been because every single person does the little things the right way. No one cheats, you know, everyone's in it for the team. Our team success is more important than individual success. Now, saying that, we've had a lot of individual success because we've played good team hockey. But I think when you've seen the Capitals at their best, it's been because we've been a detailed team that understands that we have to do the hard things to win hockey games. And you do that over the course of an 82-game season, man, that's tough. You know, to ask guys to go out and block 100-mile-per-hour slap shots every single night and ask guys to be the first on the forecheck knowing that you're going to get hit really hard just so you can get that puck and, you know, sustain an ozone shift so you can poke it to your teammate. Like, you know, I mean, that's truly why teams win, are all these small little things that unless you watch a lot of hockey, you probably don't pick up. But it's not that they're not part of the job requirement, but, you know, it's easy for sometimes to take your foot off that gas pedal a little bit. So I think that's what's just important, is that we have to continue to continue to get back to doing the little things. And, you know, typically, right, like, the right way is the hard way. And there's, you know, there's no question that that's how we find team success.
So. Dowder, I think this is your last appearance with us, man. We've appreciated the time throughout the season. Best of luck down the stretch here and into the playoffs, man. We've appreciated having you on.
Yeah, it's been great, guys. Thank you. Thank you for.
If you win the cup, you're gonna give us a freebie.
Oh yeah.
Well, no, then my price goes up.
Oh, okay. All right. That's fine. Exactly. The station will pay you.
All right, Dowder. Thanks again, man. Good luck tonight and the rest of the way.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Yep. Right, that's buddy. Nick Dowd, powered by Verizon. Thanks to Verizon for the spiffy new scarves that we have in studio.
All right, play the music, Cakes.
Hey, give it up for some of the older dudes. Bernhard Langer, 1-4. Freddie Couples, 1-2. Some of the old guys playing great.
We're getting it done.
Freddie set the record a couple years ago, made it cut 63. Can he make it at 65?
Let's see.
All right, we got to get out of here. We'll see you again tomorrow. B. Mitch and Finley, they're coming up next here on The Fan.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.